All right, and we're back with episode 14 of Sober Motivation with your host, David Sherwin. And I am going to start this off, as always, to let you guys all know that I'm no sober coach. I have no experience in it. I'm not certified in anything. All I'm here to do is to track my progress in recovery as I go along, and to work the steps that I need to do in my recovery. And if this gives anybody who's listening right now any hope or any inspiration to go get the help they need, then as always, I hope this message finds you well, and I hope whatever I say gives any other alcoholics out there, anybody else struggling, some motivation to get out of the comfort zone of where they're at and to just step out and do what they got to do to take care of themselves, whether it's going to an AA meeting or wherever you need to go to truly begin your process of recovery. And I truly mean that at this point. And to just kind of follow up with yesterday as well, everything has definitely felt a lot better being on this day. Actually, it's 1:20 a.m. right now, and I'm actually recording this podcast at my bedside, so kind of interesting. I know it's definitely not a normal setup for me that I normally have, but in all honesty, at this very moment, I'm glad I have a podcast microphone in front of me. And it's just something that I felt like I committed to doing yesterday, saying that I was going to do it. But with that also being said, I'm looking at probably putting together a schedule, maybe a weekly schedule of how often I put out podcasts, so it's not a daily thing where I'm putting more focus on a podcast in my recovery. And I get the inspiration and the motivation to do that because, for one, myself, but also, and as equally important to me, is my family and my wife and my daughter, who I want to be there for. And that is a very sincere message. And so with that being said, I just want to start this off also with expressing my gratitude towards the AA program that I am putting my faith in at this point, and following up with my reflection on things and kind of express how I feel about what my recovery feels like. And I'm not going to go into anything that's being said at meetings, but I will go into some of the reflections that I've come across with doing the big book study and thoroughly reading through it and not setting it aside and calling it what I think it is, and actually trying to listen to people and not be so self-centered about what I'm doing. So, with that also being said, with not being self-centered, I made many outreaches to other people that are recovering. I spoke, and I got myself a sponsor who, he was pretty good about being right there and making sure I got his number, and I texted him and called him every day. And I think it's been a good thing for me to realize how close I need to be to this program and to work on that and to really give myself to this recovery process, because I don't think anybody has it down perfect. Anybody who claims to have it down perfect, I think I've learned that that's not the truth. And for myself, I have to realize that I need to have faith and to be able to root myself somewhere and to realize that I'm not always in control of everything. The only thing I'm truly able to do is to realize that my addiction to alcohol is very real and it's very deadly, and I can say that more confidently each day, especially today. And I have some things to reflect on today. And as I've mentioned before, I've been doing doing classes towards a zoology degree, and I had a lecture today about genetics. And this class has absolutely nothing to do with AA, but it was just so profound to me. This class, I followed up with my sponsors and the people who were kind enough to give me their contact information to talk to them about everything. But this message kind of hit home for me, and to realize that this is a real issue. Like, this is a real disease for me. And they were talking about genetics and chromosomes and how the chromosomes have the way they're put together and the way the proteins are put together in chromosomes and how they can be affected by, I believe it was something called epigenetics. And it talks about how the environment affects your genetics. And one of the things that my professor brought up was about how your lifestyle decisions affect literally the chromosomes, the protein in your DNA, how that is affected by your environment and your lifestyle choices. And that for sure was like crazy to me and mind-boggling to me, because alcohol affects it. And he even said it himself that alcohol has an effect on the literal makeup of your genetics. So I was like, is this guy talking to me right now? Because this is just crazy that I'm where I'm at right now hearing this. And after speaking with my sponsors and my sponsor about how I dealt with going to sleep, so this is probably not going to be a very long podcast, but it is just to follow up on what I feel was a commitment for what I made yesterday about what I was going to do. So this is why I'm doing it. And it was really interesting to see that, like, the reality of it for sure, like the scientific fact in front of me broken down. I think in the best way somebody like me would understand the way I argue with things about how I'm right. And, you know, I had some reservations with AA and the way it's put together, because I've had reservations with reading books, like reading these self-help guru books. And I guess something that I can definitely take from it is that the overall lifestyle change is an improvement to the literal genetic makeup of you as a human being, as an organism, as a living organism. And I was very happy that I was able to be sober, hear that, and to kind of be where I'm at this point. And it was really interesting, and today was a good day for me as well. Like I said, I've been going to AA meetings, but I've been talking to people in this 12-step program, and it was just such a different experience. It made me feel a lot better today, because today was such a long day, and if you guys can't tell, I'm posting pretty late. But something that was just different about today was that I normally have shied away from people in the program, because you know, I felt like they can't help me, you know, like people who told me to commit to contacting them and to making phone calls to them each day. Like, I felt as though, you know, it was just another lie. Like, it was just another self-help book lie to me. And I felt more faith in my recovery and the fact that I have to do this and the fact that there's just no reason for me to go back to drinking. And I spoke with one of my contacts that I spoke with yesterday, and he yelled at me because I have trouble sleeping. I'm pretty sure I have insomnia, and I'm not sure that doing this podcast so late at this point is a healthy idea for me either. But he asked me if I was on any medications, and I was like, well, I'm taking some stuff to help me sleep. I was taking those NyQuil liquid gels or whatever. I wasn't taking the actual syrup because, you know, there's alcohol in most of them. I know there's some alcohol free, but I mean, even then, it's a pain to go try to track down alcohol free NyQuil just so you can sleep. And this is why I'm thankful for him telling me this, is because of the way he was just so motivated to yell at me and say, like, no, you don't need that shit. Like, you need, like, you need to be in AA. You need to get your big book, and you need to go to meetings. I just laugh at him because of his enthusiasm, but at the same time, seriousness of it. And I appreciated it, and I was glad he asked that and talked about it, because literally yesterday, for the first time in, like, probably years or at least months, I was able to sleep clean without any NyQuil liquid gel caps or any alcohol either. And I got to just relax for a second and read my big book, which I'm planning to do after this podcast is done being recorded. And to appreciate it, like a real sleep, like a sleep that's not self-medicated with a chemical substance. So I was appreciative of that, and like literally all day, like today was the day I needed to be awake and ready, because like I was up today at 7 and I was out the door by... Actually, I was up at 6:40 and I was out the door by 7 because I had to get to class for 8. And on my way, I was, you know, calling my sponsor, and then I called the person I talked to, and I let him know how appreciative I was of him telling me to, like, hey, drop that. Like, you don't need this NyQuil gel crap. So I was glad for that. And my sponsor, I shared my idea with his podcast idea because I like it in the fact that I'm able to express what is in my brain, because my brain is just going 24, you know, 7 no matter what, until, you know, I take some of the suggestions I've gotten from people to kind of calm down and to relax and meditate and to just be more social and not as much of a lone wolf, which I'm sure many of us find that we are lone wolves, especially in addiction. You feel like, you know, you are a lone wolf. And for myself, that was certainly true, because I felt as though my drinking led to insanity. And I was reading about in the first chapter how Bill talks about how his friend was rumored to have been committed to an asylum or something because he had alcohol insanity. And I googled it just to read about it, and I kind of hate reading about medical terms on Google, but this one just kind of struck me. I was like, man, I'm like, this is, you know, if it doesn't destroy my liver and my physical body, you know, the rest of my physical body first. It's going to take my brain out like that too. So, it was just a very, very opening experience today. It was good. And, I got to the meeting that I planned for after class, so I was proud of that. And I brought my big book, which I dug out of my house, and I found it, and I was able to kind of go through it and make sure I was going through what I could relate to. And it was good. And I feel as though with my wife as well, I feel... you know, things definitely still need a lot of work at this point between us, but, like, today, I felt good about normally what I was doing, no matter what, even before I relapsed. Like, I was coming home immediately and just walking in to my room, because we have separate rooms that we'll sleep in sometimes, and I'm working on fixing this, because we have, we have somebody who not, you know, like I have a child who likes to sleep with us. So, but today, before I walked into the bathroom, or I walked into here, like I walked into there to go talk to her and just have a good conversation. I felt like that, you know, I got to open to her about some things that I'm not going to share on here, but, you know, with just communication in general with her, I felt grateful to share that today, and to just not do the same thing of like, oh, this is just how it is, this is where I've grown to be. You know, I felt positive walking in there, like that I had to be there, and I wanted to be there out of love for my wife mainly. And that is a big thing, and to just kind of share thoughts with her, and like actually share thoughts and not just have it as a one-sided conversation. Like and I've said this obviously before, but she is going to be on, like I'm planning to have her on this podcast as, you know, my, you know, she is my rock, my everything, and it's so hard for me to be open about that, and I've had to explain it and to push it out of me, because, you know, I developed a shield around me for everything that was going on in my life from early ages too, which she's observant, you know. I have to be honest with her. I'm like, she is very observant. Like, she picks up on things. She knows. So it's good. But, so yeah, and we're coming up with topics to talk about, but I think the thing that helps me when I'm talking on the podcast like I am now is that I don't have a particular direction I need to go on or go with something. Like before, I was kind of picking out books to talk about, but at this point there's none of that. Like I'm not following any particular template other than where I go to record and where I go to post it and to just do that. And that's kind of what's worked with me for this podcast, and I feel better about it. Like I feel the genuine positive energy of wanting to do it and not feeling as awkward about it. But I mean, I've also, you know, I've done a, you know, I did a radio class, and I was doing this before I relapsed, so it's probably not as awkward, but I hope she enjoys it. I hope our conversations are good, and I feel as though they will be, but there's that. And then I enjoyed talking to her about just her, you know, and kind of really digging out what's in her head, because I feel as though maybe develop that tool of digging out, hey, what's in your head? What's really on your mind? Is there extra stuff? And something that I've started kind of picking up on people, and it wasn't that I've just started it, I've always noticed it, but body language is huge, and you can definitely tell when somebody is not feeling good, and I can tell now more, definitely being sober, but more because I feel as though I'm on a positive plane right now. I mean, I'm not perfect, I'm not God, for sure, I'm not anybody special in reality, but just some things that I've started to pick up on with people and how they behave and act is still a form of communication that I think I should start paying attention to. So that's it for tonight. I, like I said, want to look at putting together a better schedule for these podcasts, not just doing them every single day, and to put myself under pressure for it, because I don't want to build something unhealthy around doing this. I feel better doing it this way and doing it with the intentions of truly helping anybody that's struggling at this point. I know I've had a website up. I still have it up, and I'm going to, I was kind of debating on this, and I'll get some feedback on this, but look at maybe putting up some meditation music for people to use, because the reason why I'm looking at putting up some meditation music for people and maybe a small tutorial for people to use if they need to meditate was because today, before I went to work, I've been picking up little things. I'm no master of any of this, but one of the things I constantly hear is meditate, meditate. So today before I went to work, and after what I felt like was a long day, I sat there for 10 minutes. I put on some meditation music I found, and I just sat there and kind of did my best to just remove my thoughts about what was going on around me and to just kind of be there in a blank state of mind. And I think that helped me out a lot today, definitely, as well as everything else that was going on, and with just staying positive about things. So with that being said, I appreciate the people that are listening. I can see that people are listening. There's this little analytics tab that it shows how many people are listening whenever I post this, and it's cool to see. So I definitely appreciate the people who are listening, and even if it's, you know, for a second and you guys hear, I appreciate it and I enjoy it. So that being said, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sober Motivation. And I was your host that was glad to be here, David Sherwin. And I hope you guys tune in to the next episode. I will probably make a post on Facebook or on social media somewhere about when I'm posting podcasts. But with that being said, follow me on Facebook. You can find me on iTunes, Google. There's, I guess, CBS even. That was really weird. I saw CBS has this podcast playing for somebody. Just tune in, listen, take some hope or some positivity out of this. I hope you do. And, just have a great evening. So I will see you guys all soon, and goodbye.